from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, convicted killer Scott Peterson is back in court in his latest bid for a new trial. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Today's hearing is all about evidence from 20 years ago. Peterson was convicted of murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son, Connor, but he now has the help of a new legal team that believes he may be innocent. Peterson attended the court in Redwood City via Zoom from Mule Creek State Prison in Amador County, where he is currently serving a life sentence. Peterson's lawyers with the LA Innocence Project, well, they're requesting evidence from the original investigation to undergo DNA testing. That includes a bloody mattress that was found in a burned-out van near Peterson's Modesto home. Detectives discovered there had been a burglary just across the street from the Peterson home. One witness told police she believed that burglary happened the same morning Lacey disappeared. A former investigator who responded to the crime says some key evidence was ignored. Brian Splutsky is now a private fire investigator. On Christmas morning in 2002, he worked for the Modesto Fire Department and was sent to investigate a van fire that he still thinks about to this day.
My motivation is how it has always been, is let the facts say what they need to say.
In court documents, attorney described the mattress with stains that tested presumptively positive for blood, saying only a very small portion of the mattress fabric was tested for DNA, which was insufficient to determine whether DNA from Lacey or her unborn son, Connor, was present.
To be fair, this wasn't brought up in court. And if it's relevant, I would want somebody to say something about it.
We will follow this hearing, bring you the very latest on the later editions of CBS News Bay Area and on our website at kpix.com. We're also keeping a very close eye on Donald Trump's historic criminal case in New York. Jury deliberations now underway in the former president's hush money trial. Trump is facing 34 counts of falsifying business records. Prosecutors say Trump tried to conceal a payment to his former fixer, Michael Cohen, for $130,000 in hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels, all ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Trump has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. And a heads up, if you live in Milpitas, this is a Ring camera video from earlier this morning. That little blurry thing right there is a mountain lion exploring the Friendly Village Mobile Home Park on Dixon Landing Road. Milpitas police say they checked the area but could not find the big cat. They say keep small pets indoors or on a leash. Okay, turning to our first alert weather right now. Today is the start of a warming trend in parts of the Bay Area. Here's a live look outside in San Jose where temperatures are expected to hit the 80s. Let's get right out to meteorologist Jessica Birch.
Daytime highs today are sitting above average pretty much everywhere in our inland areas. Upper 80s near Santa Rosa, upper 80s all the way off into the East Bay near Antioch, stretching down into Livermore with 70s near San Francisco into this afternoon. We'll see some gustier conditions this afternoon just along our coastline. Wind speeds anywhere up to around 30 to 35 miles per hour are expected near Bodega Bay and just along the Marin Headlands, about 25 mile per hour winds close to San Francisco. Let's stretch down into the Santa Clara Valley, though. Some breezy conditions into this afternoon, not nearly as much as our coastline. We'll hit the 80s today near San Jose and throughout the Santa Clara Valley. And then heading into the next 7 days, well, plenty of sunshine still sticking around for us, kicking off this weekend in style. Heading into the first couple days of June, June gloom will make its debut once again. That'll happen as early as Sunday into Monday with low 80s in sight in our inland areas, upper 80s as we head into mid portions of next week. Now that June gloom comes even earlier if you live close to the Bay, for example, San Francisco or Oakland. We'll see cloudier skies early as Friday into Saturday with upper 60s flirting with the lower 70s into early next week.
Well, it took almost two decades and spanned thousands of miles, but the search for the violent felon is over. Investigators say the so-called bad breath rapists have been hiding out in Danville for years. Lauren Toms talked to a member of the task force that finally tracked him down.
Chris Tamayo is tasked with tracking down violent fugitives as part of the U.S. Marshals Service. And earlier this year, when he received a call from authorities in Massachusetts that a convicted rapist may be hiding out in the Bay Area, he stepped in.
Someone who's been on the run for 17 years has probably gotten pretty comfortable. it's unique that there hasn't been additional crimes that maybe we haven't seen, especially with something as violent as it was.
In 2007, Twen Kitley was convicted of violently raping a coworker just outside Boston. He fled the state before his sentencing. 17 years later, Tamayo played a role in his arrest 3,000 miles away. The case had gone cold, he says, but it's the investigators who caught a break in a social media post several months ago that tipped them off to his potential presence in Danville.
Cold cases, you know, they get so gruesome that sometimes you just want to give up. You know, you think you've done everything, you think you've interviewed everyone, think there's nothing left to do. And it just takes that effort for someone to just keep pushing.
According to a news release from the Massachusetts State Police, which placed a $10,000 bounty on Lee, investigators connected him to the owner of a multi-million dollar home in Danville that was owned by a female flower shop owner believed to be his partner, who authorities say had no idea of Lee's violent past. After quietly pulling him over on Diablo Road near an elementary school, Tamayo says he initially provided fake names, but ultimately confessed.
There was a moment of denial for him, I think in shock, where he, you know, didn't really want to say who he was, but he knew the gig was up.
In 2005, CBS News Boston reported that Lee was arrested after one of his restaurant employees alleged that he had broken into her home, tied her to a bed, and raped her. He was identified for one key feature and later confirmed through DNA.
The victim later told police the attacker wore a ski mask, but there was something familiar about him. His breath. Bad breath.
That characteristic dubbed him the bad breath rapist. Authorities have released limited information about how he spent the last 15 years or how they pieced together the arrest.
Was able to kind of continue in his ways, you know, being a quiet person who, you know, worked some odd jobs to lay low.
Tamayo says he expects members of this quiet community to feel a sense of shock, but he hopes they can rest easy knowing Lee is no longer a threat. But the work, he says, still continues.
While we all take a moment to appreciate what we had, that this was safe, we all just now have to move on to the next case because there's many more people that need to be arrested and many more that, you know, want justice.
And for now, Lee will remain in police custody in Danville. He's eventually will be extradited back to Massachusetts. In San Jose, crews were busy cleaning up after a big rig carrying 40,000 pounds of strawberries overturned. Video from the scene shows the pile of strawberries on the side of the road. This all happened around 3 o'clock in the morning on the ramp between northbound Highway 101 and northbound Interstate 880. That crash shut down the road for hours. Crews were able to reopen that ramp about an hour ago. No word on what caused that crash or if anyone was hurt. And a heads up, if you drive in San Francisco, crews have shut down a section of 19th Avenue for pothole repairs. Right now, two northbound lanes between Slope Boulevard and Terraville Street are closed. Closures will take place from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. through Friday.